One only has to take a look at the news over the last few days to understand why this ministry that we are engaging in is vastly important. It is terribly important. And we're going to get back to that in a minute, but I just want to stress the point that this is reaching out to people who have been victims of some of the worst kinds of disasters. And we're doing it because it was first done to us. We remember the flood of 2010, and we are grateful for the help that we received during that time. And again, I'm going to get back to that. But right now, I want to read you something from Matthew 25. Matthew 25, 34 through 40. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the beginning of creation. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will come to answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothing and clothed you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go visit you?" And the king will reply, "I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these, my brothers of mine, you did it for me." My friends, I want to tell you this morning that the ERT shower trailer ministry is in the same spirit as Matthew 25. And so the work we are about to engage in is the kingdom of God work. It's a God thing. And although Paul Walter first suggested it, and although the church council voted for it, although we've had unreserved support from Pastor Streeter, although all of you supported it from the very beginning, none of us can take credit for it, because as we can see in Matthew 25, the idea about showing our love for neighbor in meaningful and helpful ways came straight from God's heart. So what you see outside is only an idea in its infancy. But by God's grace, it will grow and mature and manifest itself to show God's love and our caring for neighbors that was demonstrated by Christ. And so today, as we dedicate this trailer and ourselves to the ministry to which we have been called, we also give thanks to the one who inspired us, the one who entrusted us to carry on his work. And that is, of course, God's Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. As Pastor Streeter noted this morning, we have guests with us to help us in the dedication of the trailer. And one of those people is Trish Burkhart. She's here with her husband, Don. And also Reverend Dr. Arthur McClanahan from the Iowa Conference Director. He's a Conference Director of Communications. But for right now, I'd like to invite Trish up here to say a few words about this ministry.
Whether it's been Pastor Streeter, Doc, sharing words this morning that I didn't know that what they were going to say. But God gave me a passage this morning, and I want you to know it was at 4 o'clock. I want to read it to you now. It's from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. From the Message Bible. He knows perfectly well all the love you've shown him by helping the needy Christians, and that you keep at it. And now I want you, each of you, to extend that same intensity toward a full-bodied of hope and keep at it till it is finished. Amen. Amen. God is so awesome. It was in July of 2009 that the conference asked me to take on this position in true infancy. And God planted a seed in my heart for a shower and laundry trailer. You all picked up the seed. You're the answer to it. And now God is asking you to continue and to blossom. There's going to be days, as Doc and I already know, that things will get weighty. And you may feel like losing your zeal. Don't. Because you are the hope. At annual conference, we're doing the Fill the Truck. Well, this year, I decided to change the heading of the flyer. And it says, Fill the Truck, Give Hope. And a part of that is us helping you. We first helped you, the conference, in having the money to get the trailer. And now we're going to help you, because we are partners, to stock that trailer. You're going to be the manpower to build it. And I praise God. But, as Doc and I said, you're going to need bath towels. You're going to need washcloths. You're going to need the soap to take the shower. So here is your first gift towards that. And then we also have the biodegradable laundry soap that we're asking the conference to give for people to bring in. And we're also asking for laundry bags that can be made, and that possibly our UMWs will participate in. But you are the hope. I want you to think of the dirtiest job you've ever done, and where did you first want to go when you finished? The shower. Yes, I heard. Thank you. To get that grime and dirt off of you. And after you got all that grime and dirt off, didn't you feel just refreshed and invigorated? You might have been tired, but you felt better. You felt you could go on. That's what you're giving those that will be using your trailer. If it was ready, it might be headed out. But God knew, and God has a plan. Even though at times we take a couple steps back to take several forward. Thank you for being the answer that God has called you to be.